I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, June 20th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, you and your colleagues reported this weekend that the Obama administration now believes al-Qaeda has been crippled in Afghanistan and Pakistan. How will that affect the president's decision on the pace of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan?
Well, this is a big question, Carrie, because until now, we thought that the main criteria that the administration was going to use about how quickly to withdraw American troops was going to be their progress on the ground in Afghanistan, particularly in training the Afghan military. But what's become clear in recent weeks is that a new set of criteria are coming up, and this has to do with how well they have succeeded in crippling or disabling al-Qaeda, culminating, of course, with the killing of Osama bin Laden a month and a half ago. And now the argument you're hearing increasingly from the president's aides is that the progress has been so significant that they believe that the troop surge that the president ordered in late 2009 can be pulled out more quickly. Now, how much more quickly, they won't tell us, but I suspect it's going to be a lot faster than the Pentagon would like.
What happened to the other reasons for being in Afghanistan? You know, bringing democracy, helping women and girls get an education, slowing corruption.
Oh, those.
Yes.
Well, you heard President Bush talk about them a lot, particularly in the last years of his presidency, when he was trying to find a larger justification for what's been now a decade-long war. President Obama embraced a few of them, but threw many of them out early on. He said this was not about nation building. He said we could not expect to build a democracy in a country that has not had one, or at least an American-style democracy. But ever since then, you've seen him ratchet back on the other criteria as well. And in recent times, you haven't heard him talk very much about building schools or the other missions. Now, those continue, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been a big advocate of them, particularly women's rights, sending girls to school. But you just don't hear about it as much from American officials, and I think that's because they recognize it's going to be very hard to do if they can't provide the force protection to turn out Americans in large numbers to execute those kind of projects.
Well, over the weekend, we heard President Hamid Karzai denounce the U.S. as an occupier of his country. And he said that the United States is there to serve its own interests. And then the American ambassador to Afghanistan pushed back on him really hard. Is Afghanistan our ally?
Well, Afghanistan, or at least the Afghan government, is clearly has been an ally for the past 10 years. But President Karzai has become increasingly difficult for American officials to deal with. He's always been a little bit erratic and prone to making such pronouncements in front of nationalistic-sounding groups. But this weekend, he really went further than he's gone before. And Ambassador Eikenberry came back and said, you know, when Americans, this is a direct quote, who are serving in your country at great cost in terms of life and treasure, hear themselves compared with occupiers and are told they're only here to advance their own interests, and likened to the brutal enemies of the Afghan people, he said, we are filled with confusion and grow weary of our effort. So I think the message to President Karzai has been, if you want the United States to continue what's clearly an increasingly unpopular war here at home, and a very expensive one at $2 billion a week, you probably ought to tone this stuff down. But it does tell you that there is an increasing divide, and I'm not sure it's going to get closed up anytime soon.
Let's turn to some homegrown politics. David, you knew John Huntsman from his days as ambassador to China. Now he's planning to run against the president he once served. What's going on here?
Well, Ambassador Huntsman has always had presidential ambitions, and in fact, many in the Obama administration thought that they had been pretty smart in sending him to China, a post 7,000 miles away, a place he's had a lot of interest, because they thought it would take him out of the field for 2012. They were wrong. Ambassador Huntsman resigned his post a few months ago, came back, and immediately began a run. Many in the White House were surprised by this because they actually think that Ambassador Huntsman is a potentially significant opponent. He's been a successful governor. He has more foreign policy experience than almost anyone else in the Republican field. And, of course, he's something of a moderate, and they think that that's more dangerous to President Obama in the general election. The big question about Ambassador Huntsman is whether the fact that he worked for President Obama would keep him from getting the nomination. It makes him pretty hard to take for many conservatives, and many others question whether or not he is, in fact, conservative enough for their tastes.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.